GOP Rep. Haridopoulos on if economic pressure on Iran will work, there is challenge of dealing with madmen. By Ian Hanchett on May 2, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of CNN News Central, Representative Mike Haridopoulos, RFL, responded to a question on whether crippling Iran's economy will force them to the table since their leadership doesn't care about public opinion, is willing to be martyred, and they might just wait things out, by saying that it's a tough one. Again, when you deal with crazy, it's a challenge. Co-host Boris Sanchez asked, isn't there sort of a flaw in that idea about a timetable? Because even if the Iranian economy is cratering, their leadership doesn't answer to public opinion. They won't be voted out of office. So, is crippling their economy really going to spur a deal if they could just wait this out? Especially because, to them, this is existential, and they're willing to be martyred for their cause. So, isn't it likely that they would just wait this out and, as you said, continue to repress their own people? Haridopoulos answered, well, again, it is a challenging situation when you deal with madmen. That's what we're dealing with, literally madmen. President Obama tried to bribe his way into success, meaning they tried to give them so much money they'd come to their senses, they didn't do it. The president has bombed them, where they have no navy, they only deal with drones, etc. Now. Let's hope the president can bring an end to this conflict, but do it on our terms. But to your point, Boris, it's a tough one. Again, when you deal with crazy, it's a challenge. But that's why we're going to try to bring on as much oil and as many new things around the world, because that's why we want to diversify the economy. And that's why I think we're going to see a lot of that come from Venezuela and other parts of our nation. So we're more self-reliant, as opposed to relying on the Middle East. Because, after all, it's the Chinese probably being most dramatically impacted right now because they're so reliant on Iran. Later, while discussing a vote in the next 30 days on extending the conflict for another 30 days, Haridopoulos expressed his optimism that things will be successfully concluded. He added that I'm pretty confident that we're going to bring it to a successful conclusion and bring in more energy resources, not just from the Middle East, but around the world, so we can help folks like the person you highlighted at the top of the show. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.